Here's another example of where an anonymous source led to some real problems, and this time for a local media source. And Charles, again, you tipped us off to this one. If you haven't already heard about it, last week, KOMU-TV on its morning news program ran a story and a crawl, the little ticker of text across the bottom of the screen, later a post on their website and a tweet through Twitter that, quote, ESPN is reporting that long swirling rumors about Missouri joining the Big Ten Conference are coming true, although these reports are still unconfirmed. ESPN senior college sports writer Bruce Feldman says he spoke with the athletic director at a Pac-10 university saying that Missouri moving to the Big Ten was, quote, a done deal, and then the shortened headline, done deal, running on KOMU's site. The blogosphere went crazy. People on local sports blogs like Rock M Nation coming out, criticizing what they did. Obviously, nobody contacted the athletic department and asked for any kind of reaction to it before they ran the story. It turned out it was a longtime staff member, not a student, who made this mistake and made these decisions. I'll just say that for the record. But then KOMU either did the right thing or compounded the problem, depending on your point of view, by yanking the story from their website. But they didn't issue a correction to the website. And since web content gets archived, whether by the local site or by Google or other places, never was a correction post to just yank the story down because the story was premature at the very least. Charles, what does this say to you about the policies at KOMU and you know what happened by allowing themselves to get a little too far ahead of the story?
Whenever your lead contains the word unconfirmed, you're in trouble. I think that's the general rule here. If this were a student in one of our introductory news writing classes, the story would have failed. I mean, out and out, failed. Mm-hmm. You did not confront journalistically and give an opportunity to speak to the only source that could confirm or deny that story. That's 101 right there. And this is not advanced reporting. This is 101. Mr. Alden would have to be contacted and given an opportunity to confirm or deny that before you moved anything on it. Then, of course, like you say, they take it from the fire into the inferno and don't retract the story with a correction. They just yank it off the web and go, well, it's not like there'll ever be a permanent record of anything on the web, which baffles me as well. So I guess I was stunned when I said it. I went, my goodness, this is the school of journalism. We can do better.
Lee, I guess I also wonder about the echo chamber effect that we were talking about earlier with the bomb scare story. I mean, here mm-hmm. KOMU is running this story based on the flimsiest of, you know, content from ESPN. It gets passed along across the blogosphere. A television station in South Bend, Indiana, where Notre Dame is located, another school rumored to be coming into the Big Ten, which would be like the Big 15 or whatever, I guess, you know, is taking this and running with it. And they're now speculating without any kind of sourcing that Syracuse, Rutgers, Pittsburgh, Nebraska, Notre Dame are all going to be joined. This echo chamber effect is really disturbing when the flimsiest of information can start the ball rolling.
Well, it is an echo chamber, but I want to go back to something that you said, Mike, in the intro, because it's really important. It's very human to not want to admit that you've made a mistake. It's even sure. more human to sure. not want to admit that you made a mistake in public. In front of a lot of people in public, in front of the World Wide Web in public. And all of that being said and all of that being understood, that's when it behooves you to admit that you blew it the most. And so, I mean, KOMU may have done a lot of things, quote, wrong. But from my point of view, the single wrongest thing they did was not to issue the correction when they pulled down the story. There is this new sort of I hesitate to call it ethic because I really don't think it is. But nonetheless, a lot of people do call it an ethic where you publish first and confirm later. No, that's backwards.
I guess I'd also say, again, I would remind folks the initial assumption people are going to make. Oh, it's that student television station. Students made a mistake. It was a morning staff member, and it was compounded by the fact that the person in charge of the website, who might have had a different take on when you put this kind of stuff out there on Twitter at least or their web, wasn't in the building at the time the decisions were made. So the damage was done, and it was damage control rather than good journalism, yeah. At that point.